Well, a robot doctor normally doesn't see people, but XR323B was really something. I bet back when they let us have names, hers would have been pretty, like Emily or Margarine or whatever they called pretty people. And I'll concede I was intrigued as she drew the fabric of her jumpsuit down across her shoulder and undid the buckles the ministry requires. But XR's pretty shoulder glinted silver, and I gave a little gasp and sat her down. And I said, babe, this doesn't mean the end, but things are gonna change. You've got happy machine ankle, happy machine ankle. It always starts at the shoulder, not the ankle. I didn't make up the name, it was some psycho with a website. Yeah, it's a disease that starts on your shoulder and turns you into a dancing robot. I know, let's call it happy machine ankle. And then it caught on. What the fuck is wrong with people aside from happy machine ankle? Happy machine ankle. She said, Dr. DD4, I think I love you, and I would follow you to either moon. And it was more than robot crush or robot pity. She loved me, and God knows I felt the same. For you, I'd fight the war of 47 when the New York Yankees rampaged and burned Cleveland to the ground. I would put myself through the purges of 2055 when all the nudists got what they had coming. I would even give up being human, but what you've got ain't catching. No, no, what you've got ain't catching. You got your happy machine ankle, happy machine ankle. A new glass as I fled downtown. I can't stay. Fox would broadcast our names. Yeah, they would track us down. Yeah, I can't stay. I gotta go. The Microsoft people are after me. Gonna fax myself to Reno, babe. Traveling like love through the wires. If you come and they catch us, they'll turn us into robo-gophers or statues. But I'd risk it all, cause I'm too far gone, and I know I should have known better. That's why robot doctors normally shouldn't see people. Robot doctors normally shouldn't see people. Robot doctors normally shouldn't see people.